Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's 7:03. It's overcast this morning, 65 degrees. We're going to get up to a high later this afternoon of about 80 degrees, maybe a little bit less than 80 degrees. Our top story this morning's rain is gone, .. for now.
Yeah, it looks like a rainy weekend ahead, though.
And Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff thinks flooding could be a problem tonight and tomorrow.
A ton of heavy rain, non-severe storms, and a ton of lightning worked its way through North Texas overnight, and we have more rain coming, flood watch in effect from 7 p.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday.
And because of that lightning, we are monitoring power outages across North Texas.
And there are, you know, tens of thousands of these outages at this point this morning. Right now, Dallas County with about 2,200. Rockwall County has about 2,200. Terry County, 1,800 homes and businesses without power. Another 1,400 in Ellis County. Collin County with 1,200 outages. And Denton County with about 1,000 outages this morning. And then there's the airports. And what's going on there as well?
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
And at DFW Airport this morning, we are seeing a total of 33 delays and 3 cancellations at the big airport this morning.
And at left field, there are 18 delays in and out of the airport, 2 cancellations.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live in the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. An update to a story we brought you yesterday as breaking news. The Texas Education Agency confirms they are taking control of the Fort Worth School District. Superintendent Karen Molinar says the district will continue to try to improve education.
Our plan is to continue our urgency and to continue to be very transparent that if a student is not on grade level, it's not okay. But to implement with high quality instructional materials, with fidelity, every single day, and have instruction going on in those classrooms.
She says she also looks forward to working with the TEA through the transition process.
KRLD's Kurt Lewis continues our team coverage of this story, as naturally, Fort Worth parents are struggling to figure out what this means for their kids.
It certainly sounds very ominous when we talk about the state taking over the school district.
I don't know what's going to happen, so it's just a matter of wait and see. Don't know what to expect.
Now, that's a very common sentiment. Some parents say that they're glad to see the state intervene, while others have their doubts, especially those whose kids seem to be doing very well academically, as is the case in many of Fort Worth's 122 campuses. From the 24-hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's 7:06 at KRLD. A Kaufman County man will spend the rest of his life in prison for killing his neighbor.
Trevor McEwen shot and killed his neighbor, Aaron Martinez, in 2023. During his trial this week, he claimed it was a case of self-defense. But prosecutors say McEwen had previously harassed Martinez and that the medical examiner determined that Martinez had been shot 32 times. After he was arrested, McEwen was released on bond and ordered to wear an ankle monitor, but he cut off that monitor in May of this year and went on the run. He was found a few weeks later hiding underneath his grandmother's house in Van Zandt County and taken back into custody. He has been convicted of capital murder and received a sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And you also heard it here on KRLD as breaking news yesterday morning. The feds confirming a huge roundup of illegal sports gambling and poker suspects, allegations of mob involvement, NBA connections. Now, Texas politicians are posting their opposition to even legal sports gambling. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick took to social media, claiming recent polling shows 60% of Texas Republicans oppose legalizing sports betting. One of the most outspoken is State Senator Bob Hall.
The state has already demonstrated its inability to properly regulate the lottery, introducing casinos and sport betting. Seeing what we're seeing now would be foolhardy.
Legislation that would have left gambling up to the voters failed. It was authored by State Senator Carol Alvarado.
I know that it's an uphill political climb, but it's one of these issues that you have to know that it's a marathon and not a sprint.
Alvarado's bill never got a committee hearing.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Get this. A drunk big rig driver is accused of causing an 8-vehicle chain reaction crash that killed 3 people on a Southern California highway Tuesday. He is a 21-year-old illegal immigrant from India who had a commercial driver's license issued by the state of California. Irving-based Caterpillar and the Miriam Adelson family, owners of the Dallas Mavericks, we're now told, are some of the private donors to President Trump's planned new White House ballroom. The project is a $300 million annex built on the footprint of what is now the demolished East Wing. A flood watch posted for North Texas through Saturday afternoon as a soggy weather pattern sets in. Our chief meteorologist, Dan Brunoff, says storms tonight could turn severe with wind and hail being the biggest concerns. You'll have live coverage and real-time updates right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's Friday, soggy, but it's Friday, but it's soggy. But it's Friday. But
Friday.
I'll take it.
It is soggy. It's 724, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Great to have you with us. It is 24 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. North Texas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett is hinting about her political future.
Crockett says she is strongly considering hopping in the race for one of Texas's two Senate seats. Experts say if she does, it will shake up the Democratic primary. Polls already show strong support amongst Democrats.
She got almost $5 million on hand, so it's not like she couldn't start a Senate race pretty quickly. She could.
UT San Antonio professor John Taylor says there's some Republicans who are secretly pushing for Crockett to throw her hat in the ring. They believe it opens up the chance for the party to flip her North Texas seat in Congress red. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
724, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Brought to you by Code Launch, the high-octane startup competition. The future of tech is at codelaunch.com.
Futures are trending higher as investors bet on Federal Reserve interest rate cuts ahead of a key inflation reading today. Analysts predict consumer prices crept higher last month. About 12,000 unionized Starbucks workers at 650 stores will be holding strike authorization votes today as a wave of rallies and pickets get underway at locations across the country. They're fighting for better contracts. Expect more delays and cancellations from Alaska Air today following another IT outage, its second in a year. This comes as the airline delivered worse than expected quarterly results, dragged down by its initial outage and bad weather. And Amazon's helping indecisive gift shoppers ahead of the holidays. It's rolling out a new AI-powered tool that recommends a specific product when people get overwhelmed with options. It's called Help Me Decide, and it automatically pops up when you're looking at options on Amazon's website or app and makes recommendations based on what you're looking for and your shopping history. Monica Ricks, Bloomberg Radio.
726 on the KRLD Morning News.
Well, researchers at the George W. Bush Presidential Center at SMU say they're still optimistic about the economy long term. But looking into tariffs and immigration, they're saying it introduces some uncertainty into the market. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya with more.
The Bush Center hosted a roundtable called America's Economic Realignment. Business Roundtable President Kristen Silverberg says Texas is planning ahead for power demand by data centers by using all outlets, including fossil fuels, wind, solar, and nuclear.
You know, if you're going to put $1 billion into some big infrastructure project, you want to know not what are the rules going to be tomorrow, but what are they going to be for the next 5 years.
But former National Economic Council Director Keith Hennessy says companies are still experimenting with artificial intelligence, so it's too soon to say for sure how AI could impact the workforce.
AI is a sexy term. Large language models are not actually intelligent. It is Google autocomplete on steroids.
They say AI and growth in tech are driving the stock market now, but could also be concealing other issues in the economy, like the need for a long-term immigration policy and the potential impact of tariffs on raw materials used by companies inside the U.S. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas has quickly become a hotspot for new data centers, which are fueling advances in AI technology. Experts are trying to ease concerns, though, that rooms full of computers will destabilize the state's embattled power grid.
If we modernize the grid and we reward reliability, then I have no doubt that Texas can power this new wave of data centers without missing a beat.
Matt Baums heads the Texas Advanced Energy Business Alliance. He says data centers come here because it's an attractive market, and part of that is because it's quick and easy to connect to the power grid. He says a lot has changed over the past 4 years since Winter Storm Uri to make the state's power system more reliable.
Well, overnight, Alaska Airlines had to ground all their flights. They called it a significant tech outage. Not clear what kind of outage it was or the cause. But eventually, about 230 Alaska Airlines flights were canceled, and all the company says they've gotten systems back up and running. They're working on backups and working to get aircraft and crews repositioned. So if you've got an Alaska Airlines flight today, check your flight before you leave your hotel or your house.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.